In China's political movements, the judicial system exists only in name. If the Communist Party wants to start a campaign against a certain group, a label from the state-controlled media is enough to basically convict a group of people.
For example, during the so-called anti-rightist campaign, the CCP labeled people as rightists, or in the Cultural Revolution, they label you as a counter-revolutionary.
Even today, many Chinese dissidents are convicted for inciting subversion just because their political opinions differ from the Chinese Communist Party. A China affairs analyst said similar tactics are seen in the U.S. For some, there's no difference between the people who actually committed violence in the U.S. Capitol and those who merely voted for Trump for his policies.
The essence is the same, that is, you are guilty for your words and opinions. The judiciary system and due process are gone. The media took their place to convict a huge group of people. Once they are labeled, the whole society will be mobilized to suppress this group of people politically and siege and persecute them in their daily lives. Now in the United States, we are already seeing such phenomena. People who support Trump get kicked off the plane. They are fired by their own companies.
He said lawmakers and the media are also treating the Capitol unrest differently than the Black Lives Matter unrest during the summer. He said judging people of different identities differently when they both commit the same actions is an idea originally from communism. In communism, people are divided into the oppressors and the oppressed, and the two are believed to be forever in conflict.
In China and the Soviet Union, what they used is social class, separating the poor from the rich, and then creating a division between these two groups of people, as if the Communist Party represented the interests of the poor and the rich are naturally guilty and bear original sin.
Tang says oppressed people are seen in communist ideology as naturally righteous no matter what actions they take.
Whether you go to smash and grab, you set things on fire, or do a lot of other bad things, you are still righteous because they are not judging you by your behaviors, whether it's good or bad, but your social identity, which replaced traditional values about right and wrong.
He said Americans should be cautious of this line of thinking and not turn to strategies from communist movements.